Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
In a world where freedom is threatened, where individual rights are eroding, one man stands poised to counteract the rise of tyranny by rekindling the sacred fire of liberty. That man is Jonathan E. Ward.
Liberty was the patriotic purpose of our written constitution.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The ultimate solution is not in the hands of the government.
Give me liberty or give me death.
Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, the FDA Dragon Slayer.
I truly believe that one death by suicide is one too many.
He was prescribed an antidepressant called Zoloft, as well as two mood stabilizers.
They create drug addicts.
In my opinion, they created drug addicts.
It got to the point where he had to actually enter an outpatient drug addiction treatment center.
The VA does this too.
This is sick care, not helpful.
He had a 10-foot step ladder and a rope, and for some reason decided to hang himself.
Veterans who reach out for help deserve to receive that help. A veteran in emotional distress deserves to find there are no wrong doors when seeking help.
It is estimated that 22 American vets a day are committing suicide. Graveyards of American soldiers are filling up with men and women not killed in battle, but killed by their own hands.
All right, the question is, as we begin the Sacred Fire of Liberty Hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show with Jonathan E. Mord, what's the greatest threat to our soldiers? Is it our own allopathic VA medical system? Jonathan, welcome, my friend. It's just not a fun topic to have to cover, but I think we need to do it.
Well, it's a very important topic, Robert, and these great men and women who have served us so well in battle and have given all for their country deserve from us everything we can possibly do to ensure that their lives are as comfortable as possible and that they're given proper care. The VA has failed in its mission, as we know. It was supposed to have undergone massive reforms, but the management at the VA is the very same management that was in place, responsible for all the neglect. The culture is largely the same. The VA administrator was removed by pressure. He resigned. But nothing has happened. As is consistent with this administration, superficial changes have taken place, but substantive changes of great impact have not taken place. The VA is still a drug-pushing institution, and in particular, veterans have received poor care, inadequate care, delayed care, and have oftentimes been given drugs as a substitute. So you have this wave of addiction causing veterans to become drug addicts because they're being prescribed drugs for psychological reasons or for pain reasons, and those drugs are addictive. They're taking them on the recommendation of physicians, and they're staying on them for very long periods of time. That's not the answer for these guys. Taking these great heroes and rendering them drug addicts is a disgrace, yeah. And we ought to be, every American should be disgusted by it and should do whatever is necessary to change it. We've got to get a new administration in Washington. We have to get people who appreciate what it means to sacrifice your life in battle, who understand the importance of the American military and the serviceman, and appreciate just how great a sacrifice they make. And, It's appalling, but I don't think Obama has any understanding or appreciation for our military. And as a result, he didn't follow through. He didn't ensure that the Veterans Administration experienced true reform from top down to the bottom. These veterans should be liberated from this system and allowed to go to regular care and choose alternative care if they wish. Yeah. Whatever they want, they should have access to it. And, you know, they've served their country in a way that no one else can truly appreciate who hasn't done it. And that is to put their lives on the line and actually suffer tremendous injuries as a result. We should take care of them.
Yeah, Jonathan, you've written extensively and talked about the danger of what we have, a bureaucratic oligarchy. Can this be applied, this context and concept of what you've written about and talked about, to the VA? Is this part of that, you know, unelected bureaucracy that even if you replace one figurehead, nothing changes? Because that's what I'm at least seeing in this case.
Very definitely it's the case that it's a bureaucratic oligarchy, and they insulated themselves from public criticism for years despite the fact that veteran after veteran was complaining. They were able to go for decades, despite all the neglect, with no accountability. And that's the quintessential example of this bureaucratic oligarchy, that it rules like a king without being answerable to any human being. And the Veterans Administration really is anachronistic in today's world. It was created at a time when hospitals were, private hospitals were almost non-existent, and there was a need to care for veterans, and so they created these Veterans Administration hospitals. Today, private hospitals abound, and state hospitals abound, and there are opportunities for care everywhere. We shouldn't force veterans to go through this disgusting system to get care. It's a failure. It's worse than a failure. It's injuring those it's supposed to help.
Yes.
And we shouldn't force them to go through that. They should go and whatever care, best care they can find. Let's take care of these guys.
Well, you talk about demoralizing the military if you have a commander-in-chief that you don't respect, and of course that's happened from time to time in our history, but even more so when they go over and they sacrifice the way they do. They come back and they're literally drugged to death or drugged to suicide. This is a hidden camera story, if you will. We have it linked up through ProjectVeritas.com. It's in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. It was a hidden video revelation, if you will, where these people from the inside are describing what we are relating to you right now, what you heard in the opening of the show today, and the opening of the healing professions to these soldiers, if you will, to these veterans, is limited. Now, we know that it is limited to all Americans, or at least that's the attempt by state and federal governments that have adopted a monopoly of allopathic pharmaceutical medicine. The other aspect of this, Jonathan, is it seems like this is a form, the VA system has become a form of corporate welfare. And that welfare going to what? The drug industry, to improperly provide very toxic substances that may be used in short bursts, maybe appropriately, but the way they're using them, they're really inducing the death and suicide we're seeing here.
Well, for many years, the VA has failed to give needed operations on time. It has failed to provide adequate medical rehabilitative services. It has failed to assist in any meaningful way, and it has relied on pill pushing as the substitute. Oh, what is it? Yes, your surgery is scheduled for next year. I'm sorry, there's a delay. However, come on over and we'll give you some pills. And they're pushing these painkillers, they're pushing psychoactive drugs, and they're causing people to have altered states and to become drug dependent. And is it any wonder then that a large number of these folks can't cope, and among those who can't cope, many choose suicide? I mean, it's not a surprise to me. When you see someone who is addicted to painkillers or is addicted to
the SSRI drugs, for instance.
The serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs. When you see them get addicted to those things, which are like being on opium, they crave them and they lose their free agency. They lose their ability to exercise choice. They become increasingly dependent upon the drugs. They can't work. They can't function. You know, that's no life. And for these guys who were brave and strong and heroic and courageous to be rendered vegetables dependent upon these drugs, that's no life. So they just, you know, you can understand why they choose suicide. It's horrible. But when you consider that it need not be that way, if they're given proper care, it wouldn't happen. It's because they're being neglected and being warehoused and being fed these drugs without really without any restraint. Oh, you yeah. have pain? Here you go.
Yeah, Jonathan, now, the concern, again, I have, too, in the coming years, anybody that's a young person that might be have a mission and a passion to join the military, if they see these things, if their parents and grandparents see the way that these soldiers are treated coming out of the battlefield, I mean, you talk about a diminishing constitutional force. I mean, who would want to join because you no longer can function if you survive the battlefield?
Well, there is a... We've achieved tremendous survivability in modern warfare compared to the World War II generation, for example. But with that survivability has come survival with missing limbs, survival with chronic pain, survival with disabilities that cause you to have to rearrange your entire lifestyle and social circumstances in order to survive, employment relationships. So these are huge burdens that this generation, several generations that have gone through these recent wars, coming back from the Middle East, are coming into our country. And while we respect them and treat them like heroes, we're dumping them into the VA system, and the VA system is making them drug dependent or is causing them to suffer for extensive periods of time. This is all unnecessary. They could get adequate care. That's not to say that there won't be people who are drug dependent, who are, you know, that come out of that, because there are those who have chronic pain that no matter what you do, they're going to suffer pain and they're going to have some sort of relief in order to cope, and they're going to become drug dependent. But you don't have to have them on these extremely dangerous and damaging psychoactive drugs and pain-killing medication. There are alternative methods for pain relief.
Right.
We could become dependent upon it.
Yeah, we could differentiate between those who are so severely wounded and injured that that would be appropriate and necessary versus the rest of them, which we say probably a large majority don't need what they're getting.
Right.
Jonathan, stick around. We've got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about another killing field, this time the FDA's and the FTC's killing field. Are they going after homeopathy? I know that Jonathan will have something to say on it. So stick around. Norm Singleton from the Campaign for Liberty will join us at the bottom of the hour as well. We'll be back. Check it out. RobertScoutBell.com and emord.com.
Live around the world,
the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
A few weeks ago, I interviewed a board member from the American Association of Homeopathic Pharmacists. I served on the board many years ago there, Eric Foxman. He didn't seem too alarmed by the meeting with FDA over homeopathic regulations. However, there are others that are sounding the alarm that there could be issues. The Alliance for Natural Health, of course, our good friends there are looking into it intensely, as is our good friend Jonathan Emord right here and right now. Headline, will the FTC kill homeopathic products or will it be FDA? What's your perspective on this?
Well, I do believe that there are forces within the FDA and within the FTC that would like to see homeopathic products removed from the market, made more difficult to assess by consumers, and claims associated with them to be severely limited, even if they are ones that are in the homeopathic, in the treatises that are commonly been accepted by FDA to support claims for homeopathic products. The fact is, you know, most prescriptions in Europe are for homeopathic drugs and treatment of disease, has been for many, many years. That's been the case. And in this country, homeopathy has been available principally through the retail market directly to consumers. And the popularity of formulations for homeopathic treatment of disease is immense. And the universe of people who use them is in, you know, the hundreds of millions. So why the government would decide to say something's broken when it isn't, when consumers aren't saying it's broken, is beyond me. The only agitators against this have been the bounty hunter lawyers in California, mm-hmm. who have seized upon it as an opportunity to argue that the unfair competition laws in California and the deceptive advertising laws in California, which are so liberal, would enable them to hold people up and take money away from them if they sell homeopathic products. But for the FDA, you know, it's statutory that it's not to be touched. And in the case of the FTC, they ordinarily don't try to conflict with another federal statute, but the agencies have become increasingly aggressive in the last 8 years, and this is the an intentional coordination among these two agencies to go after homeopathic products. There can be no other reason why they would open up what wasn't a can of worms and declare it to be so.
So the question is, who benefits? So I think it's an obvious answer, but the question is the government, are these agencies operating on behalf of the people? Is there a problem? Are people dying of homeopathy? No, of course they're not. Who is benefiting? Well, who competes with these, the growth of homeopathy? Well, the traditional allopathic patent, pharmaceutical, petrochemical medicines, and of course the regulators have been basically, I guess they're owned and operated as if they're an extension of the pharmaceutical industrial complex.
Well, that's definitely true with the FDA. The FDA really is a captive of the drug industry. The FTC is a more difficult thing to assess with regard to those interests, but without question, they're cooperating with the FDA to achieve a regulatory objective. They wouldn't both have homeopathic proceedings going on at the same time if they didn't intend to raise the issue in a major way across the agency that police's deceptive advertising, the FTC, and the one that has jurisdiction over homeopathic drug products, the FDA. Nothing good can come from this. This is not a friendly proceeding at all. This is definitely intent on trying to find a basis to rid the market of homeopathic products, reduce their availability, or reduce what can be said about them. So it's all bad for consumers and all good for the major drug companies that have, traditional allopathic drugs.
Well, once again, the danger of big government, the danger of overregulation here, as you see, suppressing the freedom of the American people to access things that are actually very safe, and in my experience, and in those who are using it, effective, or else they wouldn't be spending their hard-earned dollars because no one's holding a government gun to their head to buy homeopathy. Yet in many ways, like we mentioned the disaster at VA, the VA, the veterans, are not able to access through the coverage that they have earned to access these natural medicines and remedies. Even we've talked about cannabis and its impact potentially and actually for PTSD and other natural options. So what can we do here as we are about to take a break? Well, if those of you who have homeopathic companies, dietary supplement companies, I'm going to say this. I have seen Jonathan Emord in action, more efficient, more effective, more devastating to the oligarchy and these regulators than any other attorney in the history of these United States, and I'm proud to call him my friend. Jonathan, stick around. We have Norm Singleton coming up from the Campaign for Liberty. We're talking about the end results or net results of the USA Freedom Act, as well as the failure, the failing grade. I mean, if I got a 5% on a test in school, they would have held me back. What happens to the TSA next? Jonathan Emord, yes?
They give him a gold star and carry on.
Carry on, right? Not here, not now, not ever. Not on the
we'll
Robert
Scott budget. We'll increase your budget.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
For the last year, you've been hearing about the wonders of Echo Water with my good friend Paul Barrichero. If you go to robertswater.com, you can find out even more scientific breakthroughs that we're talking about right now.
Absolutely. We clean the water with a multi-stage filter, but where the science is in molecular hydrogen. We have over 400 studies that you can review on how molecular hydrogen helps with 150 human diseases. 40 of those 400 studies were human studies. So this is demonstrated science. The simplest way to understand is hydroxyl radicals, the most cytotoxic oxidative radical in the body, we convert it into water when it combines with H2. So HO, H2 combines water molecules. Incredible.
Massive amounts of hydration from the water that you're getting, cleaning it up, adding the hydrogen, and doing extraordinary things to remove the things you don't want from your body. Check it out, Echo Water. You can find out more at robertswater.com, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee still there?
Yep, 30 days, money back.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found OnDeck Business Loans.
OnDeck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
OnDeck changed everything.
This company, OnDeck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with 100,000 plus in revenue? OnDeck can get you $5,000 to $250,000 in as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
OnDeck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big-name companies, has a weakness. The phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're defenseless. SimpliSafe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, SimpliSafe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it, and that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. SimpliSafe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
Are you suffering from EP? The symptoms include fraudulent charges to your credit card. Your subway card says it's empty, but you bought it yesterday. Someone's been in your hotel room, but the desk clerk says they only show you entering the room. These are signs of EP, electronic pickpocketing. Payment cards, transit cards, even hotel room keys use a radio chip, so you can just wave your card at the register, the turnstile, or your hotel room door. But what's convenient for you is also convenient for thieves, waving scanners to electronically pickpocket you without even touching you. The good news is there's a cure. ID Stronghold has created leather wallets and clutches that have built-in EP protection. Layers of shielding material cleverly concealed in a beautiful leather wallet that stops the symptoms of EP. Go to IDStronghold.com now and get the cure. IDStronghold.com. Warning, ID Stronghold wallets could lead to feelings of safety and security, comfort in crowds, and euphoria. If you experience these emotions, immediately inform your friends and family about IDStronghold.com so they can feel better too.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
All right, still trying to figure out who our 1,000th guest should be. If you guys have any ideas, let us know, 866-939-BELL, or go to robertscottbell.com. We're getting close to the 1,000th guest. And I don't count a guest that's been on multiple times, except for one time. So Jonathan, of course, now is our co-host here every Thursday. And the USA Freedom Act, has this put the brakes on
unconstitutional Fourth Amendment violations, mass collection of data without individual warrants. What say you, my friend Jonathan?
No, not for at least 6 months. This thing gives the government the right to continue the same bulk collection of data that it has before, at least for another 6 months. There is a provision that requires a warrant to be obtained in future, but there's still the bulk collection allowed by, actually authorized by this act to be done by the telephone companies, which are just simply serving as proxies for the NSA. And so there's really no change in bulk collection in perpetuity, to tell you the truth. It's just that the utility of that information is now going to be subject to a warrant, but exactly how that will work and exactly how the FISA courts are going to work, we don't know. There's supposedly a little more transparency with the FISA courts, but the major reform that was necessary did not pass, and this is a rather weak substitute for that. We still are going to have invasions of individual liberty. We're going to have the absence of probable cause as a condition precedent to collecting personal cell phone and computer information. There's no substitute for the Fourth Amendment, and yet the law is breaching it, and even in this instance will continue to violate the Fourth Amendment strictures that used to exist that we could rely upon. You always knew that the government would have to have probable cause to commence an investigation. That's not necessary at all with these bulk collection of data programs. So it's not good, but it's better than nothing. It's barely better than nothing.
Yeah, and what is good, we have Norm Singleton joining us from the Campaign for Liberty with insight as well onto this USA Freedom Act. What's the word on the political street for those who love liberty, Norm?
Well, it was a mixed bag. Unfortunately, the USA Freedom Act did pass the Senate as it was passed in the House. And as Jonathan just said, it doesn't really provide us with any protection. In fact, when they say that bulk data collection is ending, what they mean is the government is ending bulk data collection, but they're requiring the phone companies and Internet companies to keep it. And then they'll have to go to FISA and get a warrant. But given FISA's history, I mean, it's not that going to be that difficult for them to get warrants approved. The FISA, there might be marginal gains in FISA transparency, but they're really not that great. And according to some experts, the FISA court still has the ability to keep a lot secret from the so-called FISA advocate. And as far as the having this data stored with the phone companies, well, does anyone really believe that Verizon or AT&T are going to be that strong about fighting to protect the privacy of their customers as opposed to trying to continue to please the government? I mean, most of these companies do have a horrible history of cooperating with the surveillance state, or when they push back, it seems like it's more for PR purposes because they do fold. People like the heroic, I believe his name was LeVar Levinson, who shut down his private internet service provider company, privacy providing internet service providing company, because I think it was used by Edward Snowden. And so the government came in and demanded he turn over all their records, all his records on all his companies. He said no, and he just pulled the plug on his company, and he went through a lot of great personal cost. The government went after him and was in litigation. But these people are few and far between. In the most case, unfortunately, businesses today want to cooperate with the government. They want to. They see the government as either the big dog that's gonna put them out of business, and they're scared of it, or they see the government as a potential sugar daddy, or probably in most cases some combination of both. So no, this was not the positive things that came out of the last 3 weeks was not the USA Freedom Act. The positive was it could have been worse because Mitch McConnell was thwarted from making the further watering down the USA Freedom Act, which I think he wanted to do. And also, the debate was changed, whereas before this, the mainstream debate was what version of the USA Freedom Act will pass and what concessions will the NSA, FBI, their supporters in Congress have to make to privacy advocates. It now is USA Freedom good enough? Why can't we just get rid of these programs that are ineffective? And it is really the debate that we should have been having all along. But fortunately, though, we are finally having that debate.
So what is the next phase of the battle here? Is it just over now? I mean, Rand Paul did his epic battle and filibuster and communicating more to more of the American people on this issue of the Fourth Amendment. The USA Freedom Act is in place. It's not much freedom in it, but is there another phase of this, or are we just on to another subject?
It's still going to be an ongoing fight. There is, FISA court reauthorization act. FISA, I think, is going to be on the congressional agenda at some point in the next several years. It's going to be we don't know who the next Edward Snowden is going to be. We don't know. Just yesterday, there was some good language attached to the Commerce Justice State Appropriations Bill that put some limits on some of these provisions. Now, the sad thing is with these is that these types of riders, if the congressional leadership doesn't like them, or the administration doesn't like them, they'll get dropped in conference, and or they'll just mysteriously disappear when they do those large spending bills at the end of the year, the omnibus bills. But at least having the vote keeps the issue alive. The real thing that I'm concerned about with these appropriation bills, I think there'll be some more as they get to defense appropriations. And next week, the intelligence bill's on the floor, so at least we'll hear some debate about it. Probably won't have much chance to vote on, though, is that with the appropriations votes, because it is it's expected that leadership will drop it, is that a lot of members who got heat because they either opposed USA Freedom Act for the wrong reasons, there was some who opposed it because they thought it went too far, or...
Mm-hmm.
Who supported it will use these amendments to kind of clean their pants or skirts and say, see, I voted for you on this appropriations bill, knowing full well that it's likely to never become law.
Hmm. Well, Jonathan, again, the battlefront against tyranny is happening on all these different levels. I know you operate so much in the health level and health freedom, but it's not exclusive to everything you do, and you have perspectives on these things as well. But I'm glad Norm and the Campaign for Liberty are out there putting the word out, especially for the millennial, the younger generations that are really keyed into these issues much more than the old folks.
Well, yes, we definitely need stalwart defenders of liberty, and that's one thing the Campaign for Liberty has been all about, Ron Paul has been all about, and Norm has been all about for so many years. So we're privileged to have them all, and it's great to have Norm here telling us what's going on, because we have to get the word out, we have to invite people to participate, and freedom-loving people everywhere ought to be concerned. So good thing to have it broadcast.
Well, and we're also super glad that when we travel by commercial air, that we have a very capable federal agency looking out for us and finding dangerous things in our luggage before they would ever end up on an airplane. We put out a call to TSA about the latest evaluation, 5% grade out of 100, and this is what they said. Yeah, it wasn't very good. Not much better than their 5% rate. Over at the Campaign for Liberty blog, Norm, there's been some writing about this 95% failure rate in detecting bombs. What's that all about?
Well, I think what it's about is, again, is some of the same things we saw with surveillance. These intrusive government programs that sacrifice our liberty just don't work. And so it's sacrificing real liberty for phantom security. And When you think of TSA, you know, you think of the long lines at the airport, taking off your shoes, stepping through the scanner, or getting groped. And we're told, well, you have to go through this. You have to throw away your bottled water. But they're incapable of doing what they're supposed to do. So maybe the best solution to this is something that Congressman Ron Paul has proposed, which is go back to give the responsibility back to the airlines. Private property owners do a better job of protecting their own property than government bureaucrats do, and of course the airlines have an incentive to make certain that no one, that their passengers aren't harmed, because it's a somewhat competitive market, and if we had a true free market, it would be more competitive. And you know, you don't want to get a reputation as the place that the airline, there are people who use your company get blown up in the sky, just like you don't want a reputation as a dangerous product. The other thing we can do is arm pilots. You know, that was supposed to be done, but the program that passed in the about 2006, 2005, they put so many restrictions on it that it's very difficult for a pilot to get a license to carry a firearm. You know, most of these pilots are veterans.
Yeah. Well, perhaps we should turn the federal government into one big theater, because that's pretty much all this is. It's about show. It's about pretend. It's about theatrics, not reality, not real defense of liberty, certainly. If you want to say safety, it's not happening. When we come back, Jonathan Ebor also chimes in on this and a whole lot more liberty, at least where we're concerned, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, also with Norm Singleton. Stick with us.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as Sovereign Silver and Nordic Naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works, and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Expand your life with ExpandoVite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking ExpandoVite. It's been approved to help my heart.
ExpandoVite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. ExpandoVite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about ExpandoVite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking ExpandoVite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Yuvia needed financing to grow her restaurant business, but her bank simply didn't understand.
I was frustrated.
Yuvia found On Deck Business Loans.
On Deck did it for me. I called on Saturday, and I had $50,000 in my account on Monday morning.
How about the terms?
Incredibly easy. It doesn't mess with your cash flow.
On Deck changed everything.
This company, On Deck, is going to be there for me.
Was it a good move?
I'm looking to increase sales probably 30%.
Been in business for at least a year with $100,000-plus in revenue? On Deck can get you $5,000 to $250,000. In as little as one business day. And they're A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau.
On Deck has opened up so many doors for me now. Truly, truly, the sky is the limit. I'm excited.
Apply now at OnDeckLending.com or call 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430. 800-326-5430.
Loan subject to lender approval.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez. And based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
In the health world, through the power of radio, it's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, you can learn more about it. Jonathan E. Moore, author of a great number of books, including Restoring the Republic, the Rise of Tyranny, and I encourage you wholeheartedly. These should be part of your research and your kids too, growing up to realize what kind of country they're growing up in. Unless we can make a change. Norm Singleton's with the Campaign for Liberty at Campaign for Liberty, forliberty.org. And Jonathan, success, the Department of Homeland Security, the TSA, the growth of the police state, if you will. I mean, maybe good intentions, but how's it working out?
Absolute failure. Billions spent, waste of tax dollars, people being burdened right and left who are innocent of any wrongdoing, and criminals being able to slide right through the system. 95% of the time, the TSA was incapable of detecting bombs. And, in the latest revelation there. But what they are capable of doing is causing very large lines at every major airport in the country, making the people in those lines essentially sitting ducks. If a terrorist wants to strike, why do they even have to get on the plane? They just blow up the line. And this is nonsense. It has never been a serious thing. We've wanted to believe, I believe, that they were capable of doing what they say they were doing, but they aren't. And people with handguns, knives are getting on planes. They're escaping TSA right and left. TSA's equipment is terrible. Those sniffing devices that are supposed to identify residue, bomb residue, are notoriously inaccurate as much as 98% of the time. Also, those radiation devices that people walk through are also inadequate. Frequent failures, as you can see from this 95% figure that was published. It's just a mess. In the old days, we put fire marshals on the planes in the 70s to stop hijacking. It was very effective. Right after 9/11, they had They had the air marshals, I mean. They had air marshals on the plane, again, armed individuals on the planes, and they were on a lot of flights, actually every flight for several days after 9/11. They had people on there armed. And we that's the solution. I mean, the solution is to do that, as well as recognize that a vigilant citizenry is capable of success. We've seen that happen with the shoe bomber, with others, with people who have pulled out weapons or gone berserk on flights. It's been the passengers who have subdued those people successfully. In some instances, you really do have to have somebody with a weapon, and that's mm-hmm. where the air marshals come in, and they should be on every plane. I understand now that there are almost no air marshals on almost every flight in this country. Has no air marshal on board. That's a serious mistake. I'd rather spend money on that in spades than the TSA or the Homeland Security systems that we've got. It's just a disaster.
Well, and then the fear of the passengers, as you said, who have become acutely aware of any abnormal behavior and pouncing on it. Hey, Norm Singleton, why can't there be like a campaign for Liberty Airlines? I'd fly that one.
Well, probably for one thing, because it's to get all the permits and comply with all the government regulations would just be maybe a little too much more than we our resources would allow us. But Jonathan is exactly right. The only criticism I ever heard of the air marshal program was that because of the fact that they were required to dress a certain, they had to adhere to the standard dress codes, was that it was very difficult for or very easy to spot the air marshal in some cases. So like I said before, things like that are arming pilots. There's just a whole lot of good things that could be done to try to address these problems.
Gotcha. Well, listen.
Or this need for security. You don't need this absurd big Homeland Security bureaucracy.
You know what? I would think if there's a dress code for air marshals, go ahead and let everybody know what it is, and then anybody who's thinking clearly, dress like an air marshal, then they'll think there are hundreds of them on every flight. All right, guys. We're out of time. It's always great to hang out with you both. Jonathan, my friend, what you do for Liberty, you inspire me on an ongoing basis, and I thank you. And Norm as well with C4L. We love you.
Thank you.
Feelings mutual, Robert.
All right. Well, you guys stay safe, stay strong for Liberty. I know you will. Next hour, the first skull transplant. Why did it even have to happen? You bet. It was caused by doctors that did it. We'll be back after this. The power to heal is still yours, though.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
It's very easy to be a criminal. All you need to burglarize a home is one simple household tool, a pair of scissors. If your home security system can be compromised by a criminal using scissors, then you're making it easy for them. Almost every home security system, even those sold by big name companies, has a weakness: the phone line. You shell out $1,500, get locked into a long-term contract, and think you're safe. But a burglar can destroy your alarm in seconds with one snip. And when a burglar cuts your phone line, you're
you're defenseless. Simply Safe Home Security is the smarter choice. Built by Harvard engineers, Simply Safe uses a wireless connection to call the cops. Scissors can't cut it. And that means your home stays safe. 24/7 professional monitoring is under $15 a month with no contract. Simply Safe Home Security keeps you safer than the other guys for half the cost. Protect your home with the alarm you can trust. Simply Safe. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com now for an exclusive 10% offer. That's SimplySafeDefense.com.